Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Brown. As Massachusetts tries to become the first state in the nation to make sure health care costs stop rising faster than most other goods and services, a new report offers some startling insights. It turns out that the most expensive hospitals and doctors in Massachusetts are taking in 80% of money health insurers spend on all hospital and physician care. WBUR's Martha Biebinger takes a look at what that means for all of us.
You may have heard that the cost of an MRI, knee surgery, and many procedures is 3 to 5 times more at some big teaching hospitals as compared to smaller hospitals in the community. But a report from the state's new Center for Health Information and Analysis has an interesting twist on those numbers. The center's director, Aaron Boros, says $4 out of $5 your insurance company spends on hospitals and doctors go to hospitals on the higher end of that range.
That means that in order to save a lot of money, you really have to go after those high-priced hospitals, because trying to squeeze dollars out of the low-priced hospitals, there's just not a lot of payments there.
So how is the state going after the higher-priced hospitals? Well, the state is taking what Boros calls a light touch when it comes to the concentration of spending in high-cost hospitals. The state is largely counting on you, me, our employers, and our health insurers to tackle this problem. You and I are supposed to act more like shoppers seeking the best care at the best price. And, says Boros, consumers must demand that our employers and insurers pressure high-cost hospitals and doctors to lower their prices.
If their employers and their insurers are focused on this question, that's where the real power is to reduce costs overall, particularly for those high-priced hospitals.
So which hospitals have the most patients and the highest prices?
Just going down the list, it's Partners, UMass, Children's, then there's Lahey Clinic, then it's Partners.
So of course I call Partners, the network that includes Brigham and Women's, Mass General, North Shore Medical Center, Faulkner Hospital, and others. Rich Kopp, the VP for Communications, says Partners has taken a number of steps since the data for this report was collected.
Partners has voluntarily ripped up contracts with Blue Cross, Tufts, and Harvard Pilgrim, providing consumers with $345 million in savings. And we're also participating in new payment models with those three insurers, and we're selected as just one of a handful of organizations by the federal government, which will deliver high-quality care that is affordable.
But we don't know yet if the steps that high-priced hospitals are taking to lower costs will make a difference. And we don't know if consumers will be willing to go to their community hospitals to save money on health care. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.